KCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. The net control tonight is KC4S. My name is Larry. My location is Easley, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called every night at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KC4SKD. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KC4SKD. Now begin roll call. This is the directed traffic. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal if you wish to remain on the net for the radio portion. Those stations already checked in are listed. You need not check in again unless you wish to amend your traffic. And we normally call for EchoLink stations first. Anybody out there on EchoLink, call KC4SKD. No EchoLink stations so far, so how about any new hams? Those that are just been licensed and are new to the hobby. May not be familiar with the process, so just put your call sign out there and we'll guide you through the rest. Call KC4SKD or Net Control. Following normal procedures, we recognize those that use the pre-net check-ins first. So, looking at the list here, we got KD4HUY Jim, KN4URF Aaron, W2AMD Andrew, K4XMR Mel, W4FCM Fred, K4IEI Isla, KG4PFI Don, KG4QLQ Linda, KO4ZEW Ben, KI4LZI Andy, KI4GOD John, KC4W Bill, KQ4NHB Danny, KQ4OAS Robert, KI4LJG Robert, NC9V Leon, KE4DXJ Wendy, KN4RJN John, KQ4MSD David, AA4GH Gus, and quite a few on the pre-net check-in list tonight, and we thank you all for using the pre-net check-in feature. Tonight, we'll begin with Uniform through Zulu. Stations U through Z. For the net, please call KC4SKD or Net Control.
KD? KD, sorry about that, Larry. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane, and I'm mobile in Greenville.
KD. Again, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 Tango Bravo Delta. That's KQ4TBD. That's Angela. We're here in southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
K4UBD, Uniform Bravo Delta, Jan in Traveler's Rest, and also my husband, Roger, KQ4CSH. Thank you, and 73s to all.
4SKD, recognizing N4ZLK, Shane, K4XB, Tommy, KQ4TBD, Angela, K4UBD, Jan, KQ4CSH, Roger. Thank you all for checking in with us tonight. Hope you all are having a good evening. Anybody else, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, please call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD, good evening. Please check in N0TR out of order. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. Thanks for calling the net, and I'll be negative, negative, sir.
Checking in with us tonight. KC4SKD, recognizing N0TR. Hope you're doing okay. Anybody else, you through Z, call KC4SKD. X group. Stations Alpha through Delta, A through D. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD. Mean Larry, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Cabezas, and she'll be negative and negative.
SKD. Everybody on the net. Again, Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Emily. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
SKD. Gary and Rhonda, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joey. We're at home and easily. Good evening to you and Miss Rhonda and all on the net. No traffic. I'll be around for comments. Joe will be in and out.
R4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That time we got KK4DMWR, KK4ONO Marina, KM4MOQ Michelle, KP2BYQ Dave, KF4DOS Gary. Got you down for some rag chew. We'll be back to you shortly. K3JOY Joy. And tell Miss Joy we said hello. Good. Thank you all for checking in with us tonight. Anybody else? Alpha through Delta. Call KC4SKD. Go through hotel, E through H. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KC4SKD.
On the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. Patrick, I'm at home in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight. I hope everyone has a great night.
4SKD. Hey, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. Check me in negative negative tonight, Larry. Thanks. KD, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time I'd like to recognize KO4HKX. Patrick, good to have you with us tonight. KC4EZN, Harry, thank you for checking in with us. Anybody else? E3H. Call KC4SKD. I keyed down just as that other station came in. KC4SKD, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Moving along to the next group. India through Lima. I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KC4SKD.
SKD. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
Chris KD, Blue Ridge 2-meter net, got KK4JFO James. Thank you for checking in with us tonight, James. Anybody else? India through Lima, call KC4SKD or net control. Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KC4SKD. Mike through Papa, please call KC4SKD or net control. We'll move to the next group. Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KC4SKD.
SKD. Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4ROW, Richard Granville, no traffic, no roundtable.
Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel, Victor, KQ4QHV. This is Nick in Pendleton. I've got no traffic and no roundtable. Thanks for holding the net.
KD in the Blue Ridge Stream Internet, recognizing K4ROW, Richard, KQ4QHV, and I didn't get your name, my pen wasn't fast enough. Come back with your name again, please.
That is the name Nick, like Nicholas. Copy.
Thank you for coming back, sir. KC4SKD recognizing KQ4QHV, Nick. Good to have you with us tonight. Anybody else, Quebec 2 Tango, call KC4SKD. Let's open it up all the way to the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. For the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KC4SKD.
SKD. And Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu Papa Hotel. The name here is David. I'm operating portable in Greer. I'll be negative and negative.
4 SKD. Please check in. Kilo. Kilo 4. Juliet. Bravo. Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo. Charlie. 4. Mike. Foxtrot. Kilo. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment. And I hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
AD in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Got WB4ZPH, David. Portable, you got a good signal, David. A little white noise, but nothing to complain about. And KK4JBQ, Larry. KC4MFK, Donna. Thank you all for checking in with us tonight. Anybody else? Alpha through Zulu, call KC4SKD.
Four, Echo Delta Whiskey. November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey. Ed in Brevard, I have a question for the net. Over.
4SKD in the Blue Ridge, W Ed with a question. Would you like to go ahead with your question now or wait till the end of the roll call?
Now it's rather quick. I have a Elenco DR-135 2-meter transmitter. I'm having trouble setting it for a particular net frequency, and I'm wondering if anybody has any experience with this. Over.
With that radio myself, but is anybody listening that could possibly help Ed out with this question? Call KC4SKD.
Like the other Larry there, I'm unfamiliar with the radio, but I do know that Chirp, a free, I think it runs on Windows, programming software, is very proud of having a version of some sort that works with almost every radio, and that would be a fine way if you can bring it to work for you. It makes programming a snap. It's like a spreadsheet. Maybe you're familiar with it. KK4JBQ.
That site, over.
I have the URL, but CHIRP, Chirp, in the search box would probably bring it up. There's, except for a bird sound, I can't think of many other chirps. Over to you.
For my handy talkie. However, it's not a matter of programming the radio, it's a matter of which button to push to set the tone and the offset, because I'm using that radio now, but when I try it for a particular frequency, it doesn't work. Over.
Oh, I understand. I understand the block. It is just simply understanding the sequence of buttons that you need to press to get anything, to make the radio do anything. Now, while I'm not familiar with your radio, I am familiar with a radio that most folks are aware of. That's the Baofeng. There's different pronunciations of that, I understand, but that's what I call it. I've got a couple of those. I use them as extension speakers. I don't transmit on them because they're dirty. But I will listen from room to room. I've done that frequently. And it's okay for that purpose. It also is a pretty good FM radio, which is a nice little feature. I had my experience with programming with the keypad on an HT is totally with the Baofeng. It is, it makes me feel stupid. I don't like that feeling, you know. So I found that Chirp, the programming software, works just fine with that. KK4JBQ.
Echo Delta Whiskey. Well, thanks for the information. I think that's going to get me started, so I'll try some of that. Back to net control. Over.
Hope to get that working for you. I've used a Chirp before. This is KC4SKD, and yeah, but it's been a while, so I'd have to go study up on it again before I could try it again. KC4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and do we have any additional stations all the way through the alphabet? Thank you, too, for coming back and helping Ed with that. KC4SKD, go ahead, Larry.
Remember, and Ed, I hope you are still listening, it's important because it's constantly updating, I mean, almost every day. To get the most recent version of Chirp before you begin, because you might be missing the fact that in the last, you know, month or two, they've added that particular radio to the mix. Always update that before attempting to program a new radio. And that can make all the difference. KK4JBQ.
Again, Larry, hopefully Ed was still listening. And we'll pause for another call for stations all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, called KC4SKD. Before we secure the formal portion, KC4SKD calling for stations Alpha through Zulu. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
SKD. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. Just mark me negative and negative. Thanks for holding the net.
4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4JKV, Duncan in Asheville. Thank you for checking in with us tonight. This is KC4SKD now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all stations checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we'll now begin the rag tube portion of the net, and we'll pause periodically for additional check-ins. First on the rag tube list tonight is KI4DOS, Mr. Gary. How you doing this evening?
SKD in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Mr. Larry, Miss Rhonda in the net. We had a wonderful day today. Went and visited with some friends and just had a grand old time all day. But I've been working out there in the yard building a retaining wall. I did that Thursday and Friday. Thursday and Friday. Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday we built a form. Had to do some digging and that sort of thing, and we got all that dug out, and then we built forms and went and rented a mixer and bought some concrete, and Thursday morning, got up real early before it got hot, and went outside, and it was still 70 degrees when we started, and we got all the, got the form board, and then a friend of mine from North Carolina came down, who lives up in Statesville. He's retired and used to lay block or lay brick, and he got out there, and we got the footing poured, and it started drying, and we laid the first course of a block on that retaining wall. So I think we got a lot accomplished in a short period of time. They actually got down here Tuesday, but he got a little overheated on Tuesday, and so we didn't do anything on Tuesday. We went out there and were looking at it and just trying to figure out which way we were going to go with it and how we were going to do it and this sort of thing. And we're just standing around. I mean, we wasn't doing anything. But we got so hot out there Tuesday, I didn't know if we were going to be able to get anything done or not.
It has been stifling hot. And they're saying that Monday, I think, it's supposed to hit 100. It's just it's too miserable to do anything, amount anything outside. And I understand about building a retaining wall. I built one out of Castle Block. And it's all covered in green moss now, but we needed a little retaining wall built. It turned out okay, but it was a pain to have to do.
Don't doubt that at all. But like I said, we went out and got out there early, and it kind of, well, it wasn't bad while we were working. And most of the time we were in the shade, and there was a little breeze blowing. But, you know, right about lunchtime, we'd quit and stop and come in and eat us a sandwich or something. And, you know, later we got, after we got cooled off and had our showers and all that stuff, we ordered, you know, we'd fix some supper and start saying we ordered it, but we didn't order anything. Barbara and Joey went to the store and got all kinds of stuff to fix, and the ladies cooked and took care of the men folks, and so we all fat, dumb, and happy, I guess. And I said that to Barbara, and she started laughing. She said, I've never heard that. And I said, well, you hadn't been around me much lately, because that's what I am. So, and she started laughing again. But we had a good time, had a good visit. And last night, Joy told me, she said, you're going to have to take the day off tomorrow. I don't want you out there working and you're getting hot and all of that stuff, because it was supposed to be warm again today. So I took the day off and went and visited with some friends, and just made a day of it, and I had an absolute marvelous time. Got to see some folks that I hadn't seen. Well, let's see, there's one I hadn't seen in probably 8-9 months, and the other one I hadn't seen in probably close to a year, if not more. And so, another one that I see a little more frequently. So, but we all had a good time. At least I did, and enjoyed myself. And came on back. Well, I started back home, and I called Joy, and she wanted me to pick something up for supper. So I stopped by the restaurant and got our supper tonight, so she wouldn't have to cook. But while I've been gone all day, she's been here cleaning house and doing laundry and all of that stuff, so she has worked herself silly today. So I guess we'll both take the day off tomorrow and sit around and do a lot of nothing, but unless something else comes up. But that's about how it's been going for me the last few days. How have you been doing?
Hey, Gary. I got back on the car last night and finished the exhaust pipe. Got it put in, but, you know, I think I've said this before. By the time I get home from work, eat me a little bite, put my old clothes on, it don't leave much time to work till I have to stop, quit, take a shower, and get ready for bed to do it all again the next day. But you're talking about that house cleaning stuff, that is a nonstop process. You never get everything done in house cleaning that you need to do. And I heard about one person that had wanted to dust behind the furniture, and they opened up the doors and windows and got the electric leaf blower in the house and was blowing dust out the back door using the leaf blower.
You're absolutely correct. Housework is never done. The person that opened the windows and got the leaf blower, they got a mess. We had a guy when I was working. He was running one warehouse and I was running another one. And I went up there. You couldn't see the inside of the warehouse. You know, he went out to the shop and got their borrowed their leaf blower, cranked it up, and was blowing it around inside that warehouse. And of course, you know, in a warehouse you have a lot of dust, and you got the open doors, and you got all the pollen and all this stuff. Boy, I tell you what, instead of pulling around to the the side of the building over there where I normally parked, and going into the warehouse, I went around and parked in the front parking lot, went in through the office, and the dispatcher asked me, he said, what are you coming in the front door for? I said, because you can't see and you can't breathe out there on the dock. And he looked at me sort of funny, and I said, Lee's got the leaf blower out there. He said, you're kidding. I said, no. He went out there and went through the kitchen and opened the door. Yeah, there was a... You go down the hall, go into the kitchen where we had, you know what a kitchen's for. But there's a door out onto the dock from the kitchen, and he opened that door and slammed that door real quick. He said, I ain't believing that. He went in there and called him on his cell phone, told him to cut that leaf blower off.
Yeah, good idea. I'm like you, Gary. I can't breathe. That'd stop me up, give me a sore throat, something like that. But anyway, at least in the house, it wasn't quite as bad as something like that. But how's your building coming? You're about to put up a metal building, I understand.
Well, it's coming along real well. I've talked to the people. I talked to them yesterday, and they are trying to work scheduling out. Material has been cut, and they're getting it ready to be transported. But they have to set up a schedule a delivery date. They'll deliver it and set it up the same day, and it's coming from North Carolina. So, they'll probably have to figure in some travel time and all of that, and they are running behind because they had a big sale on those things, and I got in on the sale, got it at 30% off, which was a substantial saving, but they told me it would be, like 6 to 8 or maybe 10 weeks before they would deliver it. Because the installation guys were running that far behind. And I told them, I said, well, you just let me know a few days in advance, when they're coming. And they said they would. And they told me to send me an email or call me or both. And I hadn't had notification either way. And like I said, I called them yesterday, and they said things are progressing, and it's ready to be shipped, but the installation crew's running behind.
Maybe they'll get it done and put up. Hopefully it won't take long to put it up after they get here with it. I guess with the concrete pad already poured and everything ready, it shouldn't take that long to get it set up.
Not how many people they send, I guess, Larry. But it won't take long. The guys that do it, from what I understand, that's all they do. You know, is they bring buildings all over North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia. I don't know where all they go. But they, from what I was told, that they They'll get down here, and it will be up and functional in one day's time. You know, when they pull in into the yard, when they leave, everything will be right before they leave. And so I thought that was pretty amazing in itself. But, you know, it doesn't take too long to do stuff if you've got a good crew. My neighbor behind me just had his house roofed. The guys started at about 7:30 in the morning. They ripped the old roof off all the way down to the bare wood, put down new felt, and then shingled it. Picked up all the loose nails and everything that they could find and with the magnets. And they did that in one day. But there was I think there were seven men down there working at one. And they know what they're doing. They can do it quick.
I know a little bit about that roof. I helped roof the house we grew up in. And that's not my favorite thing to do, but we got that done anyway. Let me see if I got any more check-ins, Gary. I'll be back to you in just a minute. KC4SKD, Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Do we have additional stations all the way through the alphabet? But back to you, Gary. And on the car, I put stainless steel bolts on the exhaust pipe, and my dad said I still needed to put anti-seize on there. He said that would be a good idea. I thought, well, yeah, let me drive it a week and make sure that when we get it running, then I'll go back. I'm sure there's little adjustments and things I'll have to go back and do. I told him the first thing to do when we started is make sure there's no fuel leaks. I need to run it for about 20 seconds and then cut it back off.
It's KD and Annette, KI4DOS. Well, you're absolutely right, Larry. That's always a good thing to do, make sure there's no fuel leaks. And anti-seize on any of those exhaust bolts can't hurt anything, you know, because they get hot and they get cold. They get hot and they get cold and, you know, they get wet and they get rusty under there. And anything you can do to help alleviate that problem, the better off you are. But I'm glad you're about to get that wrapped up, and I'm sure you will be just happy as a I don't know how happy you'll be, but you'll be happy when you get that vehicle up and running. It's been a while since it's been out of service. And I know that you'll be happy to get it back on the road, and because it's got your radio in. You'll be able to talk going to and from work again.
I did take the battery and set it beside the car and hook the power to the radio up, but I parked it in a dead spot for 6-1, and it doesn't pick up 6-1 too good, but I did scan around. Let the radio run and scan around a little bit just to see what I could listen to. I did that a few times while I was working on it, but it's looking good. Stuff I've cleaned up, painted, and new conduit, and, you know, new hoses and stuff. It may not run, but it's sure going to look a lot better.
Run, and it'll also look better and look like a brand new one when you get through with it. That's about all I've got over here on this end of town, Larry. I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. I know you got some more rag tours behind me, and I didn't mean to keep it this long, but tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. Hope y'all have a wonderful weekend, and we do appreciate you calling the net. We'll say 73 to you, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. KC4SKD in the net, KI4DOS.
Posted about the building. I know you'll be happy to get that done. KC4SKD, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Do we have additional stations all the way through the alphabet?
KD, please check in Kilo Alpha 3, Whiskey Papa Papa, KA3WPP, Howard and Piedmont, be negative and negative, just passing through.
4SKD, check in.
check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, K4, QLG. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty, and I won't be negative in there.
4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KA3WPP Howard, KO4QLG Chris. Just down the road here in Liberty. Good to have you all checking in with us tonight. And next on the rack to list is Larry, KK4JBQ. How are you doing this evening?
4SKD and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. KK4JBQ here. Oh, I enjoyed your conversation with Gary. So many things popped up. First of all, it was a very slow day here. I have just recently spent too much time out in the sweltering heat. Unforgiving. The sun, when it turns on, and of course, it's on most days. But at this time of the year, it's oppressive. I grew up at this latitude, no problem, but not at this altitude. I lived in the mountains, and for those folks up in North Carolina, James and Sid come to mind, and maybe Patrick too. They enjoy maybe 10 degrees less oppressive heat. And I think the humidity's not quite so high. Don't know how the valley, we're kind of in a valley here. The valley, the air doesn't stir so much. Calm and humid and hot. Yeah, so I stayed out of the heat today. When you and Gary were talking about that made me laugh so hard. The guy who took a leaf blower and and went to clean up an indoor space. I have been guilty of taking things outdoors and with a compressor and blowing dust out of, you know, computers and such as that. If it sits in the house for several years, the darn thing brings air in and then through the components and out again. And along the way, it gives up dust over time. Best way to do is to take it outdoors, blow it out. I do the same thing with Donna's vacuum cleaner. She's got one of those fancy vacuum cleaners with a HEPA filter in it. And it does trap stuff and... But I think we've owned it as long as we have, which is probably about 6 years now, because I clean it. I blow it with the compressor. I blow it out every single use. And, of course, that's going to help any machine work better. But I've worked in several warehouses over time. And I just can't imagine turning a leaf blower on. I just can't imagine what that must have been like. That was funny. And I appreciate Gary asking you about your continuing saga of putting your car back together piece by piece. You really get to know that car. I did a car like that once upon a time. It needed a... I think it's something about the machine head itself on the motor. Had to have the head ground and leveled out or something like that. And it was in a garage, and I worked on that thing for probably 2 months. You'll never know that kind of satisfaction. Once you have brought it back to life, you'll feel a special connection to it, don't you think?
Yeah. If anybody needs to know about a 98 RAV4 with a 2-liter engine, I could probably answer a few questions now. But Yeah, and it's taken me way longer than what I wanted. Of course, I mean, I did get sick a few Saturdays and had sinus infection, and, you know, I don't want to get out there working on the two. Can't work on the car with company here. That's not a good thing to do. So, you know, there has been a few Saturdays I've lost, not complaining. Well, the sickness, yeah, but the company, no. But that's kind of gotten in the way. But I'm hoping, I'm not going to say definitely, but I'm hoping I'm close enough tomorrow to be able to start it, because I'm close. I got a few wires and hoses to put back in.
But the hoorah day is coming then. Yeah, you'll feel quite a bit of relief, I'm sure. And when you get to use the vehicle, it'll, you have a relationship with it now. I was about to say something that as a man I shouldn't say. I don't know what it's like to have a baby. But you work on it for a long time. You know, a woman works on it for a long time. And there's a special relationship there. Undeniable. And if you're another man listening out there, don't take that for granted at all. Mama has a special relationship with every child. But you're kind of doing the same thing with a piece of machinery. I don't know. Maybe that's, what's it called? There's a special psychiatric word used for people who think about inanimate, not living things as, you know, we name our cars, we name boats, we name airplanes, you know. Do they deserve a name? Well, I don't know, I guess so. Easy way to refer to them, maybe. But human beings are like that. We name stuff. I name, well, this is easy to understand, I name the animals around here. Easy to refer to. But you know them in a special way when you name them. I think I read something about that once. Yeah. And there was no warning given, but maybe one should be careful about what they name. You develop an attachment. Do you think you have an attachment to your car? KK4JBQ.
Talk about naming stuff. It reminds me of a story. I don't know if it's true or not, but somebody wrote this. There was a man and his wife, and he wanted to buy a boat. She didn't want to buy a boat. So they argued and argued back and forth about it. And I think he told her, he said, okay, I'll tell you what. If you let me buy the boat, you can name the boat. So she agreed to that. So they got it, and she named it For Sale, and the sale was spelled S-A-I-L.
Well, I haven't finished laughing yet. Yeah, I just pictured, you know what you do with a boat, you put the name on the back end of it. There's a special nautical term for the back end of it, but I forgot that. Yeah, For Sale. That is so cool. Oh, okay. Calm down. Well, anyway, here we are, coming up on 10 o'clock. Don't want to keep you too late. I know you've got another day coming. I hope we all do. So, anyhow, it's been my pleasure to be here, and I thank you for calling the net for us, bringing us all together tonight. I look forward to it. Only hams would understand this, so I feel free to say it. This is the highlight of my day. This is what I look forward to. And it's every day on this net. I look forward to other nets that occur only once a week, but in a special way. I get to hear the voices, if I've never met them even, I get to hear the voices of people that I'm familiar with, and their character, what makes them special, comes through, even over the air like this. It's a special thing. So, have yourself a good night. I hope you have a good day tomorrow. Stay out of the heat. I will mention that I've, in several places, I have heard that come Monday, the forecast is for 100 degrees. That might be a first for this season. And I, you know, it goes over 100, and there's a special kind of heat that's associated with that. But we can all be thankful that we're not living in Las Vegas or anywhere near the Nevada desert. I think over this past weekend, they topped 120 degrees for the first time ever in their history, as far as mankind is aware. 120 degrees. I sure stay inside on that. Larry, have yourself a good night. This is KK4JBQ. Back to you, sir.
Comments and what you were talking about, Dion. You know, I don't check into the net every night. Sometimes I get busy with things, but I've been involved somehow or another listening or calling the net with this net since 1990 when I first got my ticket, my first radio. That's when I first, somebody told me it was a net. What are you talking about? What is a net? But yeah, I've enjoyed it too. But good talking to you, Larry. And as far as temperature, actual temperature, I have seen here in this area 105 actual temperature, not heat index. And the lowest I've ever seen it was about -5. It did that one year. That was both extremes for this season, this area. Good talking to you, Larry, and we'll chat with you again later. KC4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet?
Please check in and out. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec X-ray, and Jeff down in Pelzer. Appreciate you calling the net tonight, sir. 73.
KD, Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4QX, Jeff. Thank you for checking in. Any other stations? All the way through the alphabet. We'll close it down. KC4SKD calling for additional stations. Alpha 3 Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
KD, N4 ZLK.
ZLK.
Kind of almost at the end of my range.
A little scratchiness, but nothing to be complaining about.
I just had an addition. I was listening to yours and you and Larry talking about that boat for sale. I had an addition for that. If my wife made me put for sale on it, I would put in front of it KNOT after she put on there for sale.
Good point there. I like that. Thanks for bringing that to us.
I got a laugh out of that. Thanks for calling it out, Larry. N4ZLK.
Add to that. Yeah, that's funny. That's a good idea. One more time, anybody? Alpha through Zulu, call KC4SKD. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Now please stand by for net report. KC4SKD now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I want to thank everybody for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. Hope everybody has a good evening. 73s and good night.